Bhagavad Purana Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter Number 7, The Activities of King Bharat, Verse Number 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is a prose verse, so we'll just do the synonyms. Please repeat. Evam, thus, karma vishuddhya, by offering everything for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and not desiring any results of his pious activities. Vishuddha sattvasya, of Bharata Maharaj, whose existence was completely purified. Antakridaya akasha shirire, the super soul within the heart, as meditated on by yogis. Brahmani, into impersonal Brahman, which is worshipped by impersonalist jnanis. Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva, the son of Vasudev, Lord Krishna, Mahapurusha, of the Supreme Person, Rupa, of the form, Upalakshane, having the symptoms, Sri Vatsa, the mark on the chest of the Lord, Kaustubha, the Kaustubha gem used by the Lord, Vanamala, flower garland, Aridara, by the disc and conch shell, Gada Adibihi, by the club and other symbols, Upalakshite, being recognized, Nija Purusha Hrit Likitena, which is situated in the heart of his own devotee, like an engraved picture, Atmani, in his own mind, Purusha Rupena, by his personal form, Virochamane, shining, Uchaistaram, on a very high level, Bhakti, devotional service, Anudinam, day after day, Edamana, increasing, Raya, possessing force, Ajayata, appeared. Please, if you could respond the translation. In this way, being purified by ritualistic sacrifices, the heart of Maharaj Bharata was completely uncontaminated. His devotional service unto Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, increased day after day. Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, is the original personality of Godhead, manifest as the Supersoul, Paramatma, as well as the impersonal Brahman. Yogis meditate upon the localized Paramatma situated in the heart. Jnanis worship the impersonal Brahman as the Supreme Absolute Truth. And devotees worship Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose transcendental body is described in the Shastras. His body is decorated with Sri Vatsa, the Kaustubha jewel, and a flower garland. And his hands hold a conchal disc, club, and lotus flower. Devotees like Narada always think of him within their hearts. Thank you very much. Now the purport given to us by His Divine Grace, the ISKCON Founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Lord Vasudev, or Sri Krishna, the son of Vasudev, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is manifest within the hearts of yogis in His Paramatma feature, and He is worshipped as impersonal Brahman by jnanis. The Paramatma feature is described in the Shastras as having four hands, holding disc, conchal, lotus flower, and club. As confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 2nd Chapter, verse number 8. Kechit svatahantar hridayavakshay pradesha matram purusham vasantam chatur bhujam kanja ratanga shanka gadadharang dharanayas maranti. Paramatma is situated in the hearts of all living beings. He has four hands which hold four symbolic weapons. All devotees who think of the Paramatma within the heart worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the temple deity. They also understand the impersonal features of the Lord and His bodily rays, the Brahman effulgence. And that ends Prabhupada's purport for this verse. Chanadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kittaniya sadahari jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaurav Bhakta Rinda Harinama 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 Iva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rukmini Dwarakari Shakhi. So there are some very nice phrases and words in today's verse. For instance, Karma Vishuddhya. By offering everything for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not desiring any results of His pious activities. This is what we call pure devotion. Lord Chaitanya also says the same thing in his Shikshastakam. Nadhanang najanang nasundaring kavitang va jagadishakamaye mama janmani janmanishwade bhavatad bhaktir ahituki twai. My Lord, I am not worshipping You. I am not serving You to get beautiful woman, to become famous, popular, or to make a better material situation for myself, which is only temporary at best, and limited, as You state in the Bhagavad Gita, but I simply want the salary of ecstatic love. I simply want unmotivated, causeless, loving service at Your lotus feet, birth after birth. I don't care, even I cannot go back to Godhead, that You want me to take birth after birth, that's all right. But you must give me some service at your lotus feet. At least give me the ability to incessantly, nirantara, chant your holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in this verse also, the absolute truth was explained. As we learned in the first canto from Sutta Goswami, Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. That those who know the absolute truth, those who actually have realized it, they say that it is a non-dual substance and is understood in three progressive features. All pervasive Brahman, localized Paramatma, Supersoul, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, says, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. That Brahman is coming from me. It is resting on me. So many people in the world are spiritually dyslexic because they think, oh, Krishna, he is a manifestation of Brahman. No, it is just the opposite. You are spiritually dyslexic. That's why Krishna says, Brahmano hi, certainly, pratishta, aham. It is situated, it is resting, it is emanating from myself, Krishna. The Paramatma is a reflection in everyone's heart. The analogy is given that you go to a field and you put in that field, say, 1,000 water pots. And if you go on a sunny day at noon and you look in each of those water pots, you will see a reflection of the sun. But there's only one sun. But it is reflected in all the water pots. Similarly, there is one God, Krishna, and he is reflected in everyone's heart simultaneously. It's not that the Krishna in my heart is different from your Krishna, and therefore they're fighting. No. One Krishna manifesting, reflecting himself in each and everybody's heart. And then, the ultimate phase, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the possessor of all opulences. Aishwarasya Samanagasya Viryasya Yashasa Sriya Jnana Varagyoschaiva Sanambhag Itingana. This Supreme Personality of Godhead possesses all beauty, all wealth, all strength, all fame, all knowledge, and renunciation. He has these simultaneously to an unlimited degree. You take anyone in this world, they may have one opulence, maybe. Or they may have two, or you might even find someone who has all the six opulences. I'd like to see, but you might. But even they, even if they have all six, it cannot be unlimited. They may possess these opulences in this lifetime. But unless they do Krishna consciousness, Punar Mushika Baba. You may be president, you may be famous athlete, you may be famous movie star, singer, politician, whatever. If you don't do devotional service, next life become a mouse, or even worse. You have to do devotional service. That's what we're doing in this Krishna consciousness movement. We're preaching. We're not interested in what you think you are in this material world. Everybody's dreaming, I'm this, that, and the other thing. That's all right. Have your dream. But come to Krishna. Come to Krishna's movement and begin devotional service. Your devotional service begins with your tongue. Take Krishna Prasad and chant Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let's see what else. So, we are here in this Krishna consciousness movement, and the gift and gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given us are so immeasurable, so unlimited, that still we are trying to comprehend what Prabhupada has given us. Therefore, how appreciative I must be that Prabhupada saved us from my most abominable situation. How abominable? I didn't even know how abominable I was until I started to hear from Prabhupada. Coming from New York, there's an attitude in New York that they think, oh, we are the center of the universe. We're New Yorkers. And we think, I used to think, typical New Yorker, that what else is there to see? I'm in New York, the Big Apple. What else is there to see? But then, by Krishna's arrangement, when I actually got out of New York, then I realized, oh, there's so much more. Oh, New York is not the center of the universe. So, we are appreciating what Prabhupada has given us, and it's expanding more and more and more. And that appreciation, that is very, very important. If I don't appreciate, then I will take things for granted. And that is not good. Because Krishna consciousness is a state of consciousness. There are two kinds of consciousness. Bodily consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Bodily consciousness means, what's in it for me? I want this. Everything is for me, 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 more and more. The problem is no satisfaction. I want more and more and more, and still I'm not satisfied. Just like when years ago I used to work in Westwood, my boss would regularly come to me and complain that he wishes he was living in a one-room apartment when he first got married. But now he was living in Brentwood, and he was making $90,000 a year. His wife was making $100,000 a year, but they were not happy. He was wishing, I wish we were back in Santa Monica in a one-bedroom apartment. We were happy then. He used to tell me this. And one day he came in and said that my wife just spent $1 million upgrading the kitchen, and that there was no money in the savings account. And then, sometime later, he came into my office, and I could see there was something on it. He looked like a ghost. He said that the previous night, they had just finished their chicken dinner. His wife got up from the table and dropped dead. There were no signs, though, she was healthy, just like that. So, this material world is castles made in sand. The children go to the beach and they make these sand castles. But then the father at one point says, okay, wrap it up, we're going home. Prabhupada even mentions this example in one purport in the third canto. I was amazed that Prabhupada used this example of the father with the children at the beach. So our materialistic plans, everybody has plans, thousands and thousands of plans and dreams. But one day Krishna will say, that's it, come on, let's go. Your next birth. Your next chapter. What will it be? The Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people, stop this sandcastle business. Come to your real life. Come to the eternal platform. Come to that stage where there is no more birth and death. Where you can be happy forever, not temporarily happy. Anyone in this material world, according to the Bhagavad Gita, the happiness is limited and temporary. Of course, there's happiness in the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness, but still, it's limited and temporary. We want, as Lord Chaitanya points out, we want the full nectar. Everyone is anxious for that full nectar. And just a drop of that full nectar, that will satisfy us, and nothing else. I may be the richest man, the wealthiest, the most famous, the most renowned, the most knowledgeable, the most handsome, whatever, still, I'm not going to be happy because I am missing out on a drop, just a drop of that full nectar for which everyone is anxious, and we have it. It's called the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's readily available, and if you have a tongue and two ears, then you can access it anytime. There are no startup fees. There are no downtime. You can chant anytime, any place, anywhere. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But Lord Chaitanya reminds us, Dur Daivam, you can have the full nectar. It's easy. No one's stopping you, but I'm so unfortunate. I have no attraction. I have no taste. I would rather play in my sandcastle. I'd rather do that rather than chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, the association of devotees is so important, because it is only by the association of devotees that we can get a taste. We have to have the association of devotees. That's why Prabhupada created this movement, so that we would have an opportunity, a place to associate. On Sunday, while you were having Rath Yatra, I was in Panama giving the Sunday feast lecture, and I explained to the people that actually there are only two gangs. There's the devotee gang and the demon gang. But everybody's in a gang. They're in a gang. If you do not associate with devotees, automatically you're included in the demoniac gang. And everything you see, touch, smell, it's all part of the devotee, of the demon gang. Television, movies, radio, internet, it's all demoniac, demon gang. But then there is ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada's movement. And you have the opportunity to associate with the gang of nice, loving, sweet devotees. Take your choice. Which gang do you want to hang with? So, I have made the choice, you have made the choice, and we want to have more gang members. We want to increase. That's why Prabhupada told us, go out and preach. Make the whole world one big gang of devotees. And make the world, instead of a hellish pandemonium, right? Pan-demon. No, make it pan-devotees. Only by preaching. Therefore, we distribute books, we do Harinam, and anyone we see, anyone we meet, somehow or other, we try to get them to become attracted to Krishna. Somehow or the other, we are to rack our brains how to attract the fallen conditioned souls. They're so fallen, they don't know they're fallen. They're so diseased, they have no way of knowing. So it is our duty, our obligation, to spread and preach Krishna consciousness in any way we can, to whatever degree we can. We are meant to encourage each other, enthuse each other, inspire each other. Please become more Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now we can have discussion. Anyone like to open up? Yes.
Everything comes from Krishna. So this music and this dancing, we are seeing Krishna. So how did Prabhupada comment on this, something like that?
Yes, that's called Mayavad philosophy. Our goal is we want to get as direct contact with Krishna as possible. When people give that excuse, they are trying to say that we like Krishna's energy, but they're ignoring the source of the energy. When they appreciate dance and music and this and that in the material world, indirectly they're appreciating Krishna, because that ability, that art, that talent, that comes from Krishna. So it's an indirect appreciation. But the problem is, it's on the material plane, it's in the material energy. And the problem is, it'll quickly degrade into tamogun, the mode of ignorance. So you're playing with fire. I have one song. Don't play with Maya, because you're playing with fire. So the idea is, we want to get as closely connected to Krishna. Now, there could be, and I'm pretty sure Prabhupada would agree, that yes, you can deal with the material energy to the extent that you are able to use it in Krishna's service. So you may have a particular service, you may need to know certain aspects of the material energy to do your service. That's all right. For instance, you may want to be a doctor for Krishna. You may want to be a lawyer for Krishna, or whatever. So you may have to learn some skill in the material world. But one has to remember why I'm doing this. I'm doing this so that I can serve Krishna. So we have brahmacharis, grihastas, vanaprastas, sannyasis. So they have different levels of engagement, different activities. So, what's the general rule of thumb, as we learned from Nectar of Devotion? We accept everything favorable for Krishna's service and reject what is unfavorable. So one has to be honest, sincere, and ask himself, okay, here is this thing. How is this favorable for my Krishna consciousness? And if one can see that their present activity is enhancing their Krishna consciousness, then it's good. So the question is, like I always say, so whatever it is you're doing, doesn't matter what you're doing, is it giving you more impetus to chant? Is this activity that I'm doing increasing my attachment to hear the message of Vasudeva, as we learn in the first canto? The whole question is, this activity I'm doing, is this really enhancing my Krishna consciousness, or am I fooling myself? That is the question. Because there is the cheaters and the cheated, and I'm the only one that cheats myself. I allow myself to be cheated by Maya. So, ask yourself, who am I kidding here? Whatever it is, this thing that I'm doing, is it giving me more opportunity to chant, or is it taking away? Is that all right? Thank you very much. Do we have anything else to discuss? Yes. You play very nice flute.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to, ask the way other, Vedic schools of thought see the Brahma Samhita, like the Maharishis, the Yogananda, Paramahansa, you have like the mainstream Hinduism, Vedanta Society. And it just seems to me like the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are the only ones who place any importance on the Brahma Samhita. Most of these other Vedic schools of thought, the umbrella of Hinduism, whatever you want to call it, consider the Brahma Samhita a minor book, and some have even gone as far as to say the Brahma Samhita is a forgery. I wonder if, in your experience in devotional service, if you've noticed the same thing.
No, Srila Prabhupada, in fact, says just the opposite. Brahma Samhita is the highest Vaishnava scripture. And if you see Prabhupada in his lectures, constantly, consistently is quoting Brahma Samhita. It was such an important book, Prabhupada's guru translated it into English. So, Prabhupada directly says it is the topmost Vedic, all the topmost Vaishnava conclusions are there. And if you just know one line of that book, you're successful. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Every morning, what are we singing? 7 o'clock. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. If this was a mundane book, why would we sing? So it is just the opposite. Do you like Brahma Samhita? That's right. That's because they haven't come to Prabhupada. Once they come to Prabhupada, the first thing you learn from Prabhupada, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you read Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mattak parataram nanyat. There is no truth superior to me. When Archita and I, we go to the high schools and colleges, if we're really fired up, especially me, sometimes I'll say, bring your God. Show me your God. My God can beat up your God. That's if I'm in a real good mood. So, yes, people will not accept Krishna as God until they come in contact with a pure devotee. For instance, several years ago in Panama, every year I visit this one shop, and every time I go, there's always some kind of philosophical debate in this one shop with the owners. So one time, a couple of years ago, they said, we were watching that Vishnu Puran movie, and only in ISKCON do you say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody else says it's Narayan. So I spent an hour giving quotes and giving references. And first the thing I said was, why are you going by some stupid movie? If you go to a law court, say you're a lawyer and you're presenting your case, and if you say, well, judge, I saw on Law and Order TV, the judge, what? You don't quote a TV show. You quote the Shastras, not some stupid TV show. So I was using that logic. You don't use a movie. We go by scripture, Gita, Bhagavatam. So after an hour, still I couldn't convince them. So I said to them, I could stand here for another 8 hours. You'll still not be convinced. Until you actually meet a pure devotee, Then and only then will you be convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What do I know? I'm a fool. But when I saw Prabhupada, when I heard Prabhupada, when I ate prasadam, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you have to come in contact with the pure devotee. Then and only then will you understand that Krishna is the Supreme. Do you like prasadam? Good. That must mean you accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why you play good flute. Yes. Anything else? Yes. Wait. Just to be. Anybody else before Ram Parashar gets his second hit? Okay, Gram, go ahead.
Just wanted to make a comment.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Samhita, any Hindu, Prabhuji referred to the Hinduism, umbrella Hinduism, any Hindu understands that Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost of all the scriptures, and that's why they had the Saptaha and all these programs. And the very beginning story of Srimad Bhagavatam is how Narad Muni appears and tells Veda Vyas, the author of all the Vedic philosophy, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and write Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada referred Brahma Samhita, and in our parampara, we accept Brahma Samhita as a summary of all Bhagavatam. So that's why Brahma Samhita is not an ordinary book, it's the essence of everything.
Now you said something very. You say all Hindus accept Bhagavatam? All Hindus?
Even Mayavadis, Chinmaya Mission, other people, they do Sapta programs.
But do they actually believe the Bhagavatam?
No, of course they don't.
Oh.
They don't understand. But they do at least do the ritual of Bhagavatam Sapta. They do that all over the world. Hindus routinely do Bhagavatam programs. Of course, they don't understand. Like you said, unless they meet Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotee, they will never understand.
Yes.
Krishna's the Bhagavan's name. But I was just commenting on the Brahma Samhita.
Yes.
The essence of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, the summary of Bhagavatam.
Yes. Very good. We know Bhagavatam. You just have to know one line. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Everybody. Very good. You've graduated Srimad Bhagavatam. Anything else? Everybody's happy? Anybody unhappy? All right, go take prasad. Have a great day, and remember to preach Krishna consciousness. Hari, Hari, Bol. Yes, Maharaj. May Krishna bless you and protect you. How's your preaching? Good. This is good. Jai. Jai. Just conquer. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. I will miss you. All right, you want to chastise me? I'm puffed up, I know. Haribo. Yeah.